welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guest today is Joe Zepecki.
Joe, how many domain names do you own?
Four? Question mark.
Which ones?
JoeZepecki.com.
Okay.
JZComs.com.
Okay.
EndGunViolenceWI.com. I feel like there's one more.
One more looming.
Yeah. I don't have sites at all of them. But.
No, but that's the point. It's like you own the domain name, right?
That's
and
right.
So no one else can make that site. I have KristenBry.com, AsGoesWisconsin.com. I used to have BelowTheFold.co, which was my thing that I did before As Goes Wisconsin. I think I let that one expire. And I think that is it.
We should really get with the program. We should probably own 15 or 20 URLs by now. What are we doing with our life?
Because you never know when someone is going to swoop out from underneath you and take a domain name that looks like it could be very much a legitimate one. And you'd think in this day, like we're latent enough in the game in the digital era that political campaigns might know to buy all of the domains. All of them.
Who goes to a website anymore? Maybe we're so late into the digital realm that we go, what do websites matter? It's all social media these days.
Wait,
you're going to come out here and talk about fake websites? What's even real, man? How are you going to call it fake? It's a real website.
Because would you say MandelaBarnes.com or MandelaBarnesForSenate.com is the real website to see Mandela Barnes's actual platform?
MandelaBarnes.com.
You're correct, and that would be correct. But there is now, as of yesterday, a MandelaBarnesForSenate.com.
Don't go there. Don't click on the link.
Don't click on the link. But this is not, it's not a one-sided thing. So this is paid for by the GOP, and it is a website that is all of the oppo, not maybe not all the oppo, but all the things that they're probably going to use is why you should not vote for him. But not to be outdone, then a comedian named Toby Morton.
Not a political party.
Not a political
comedian,
party.
A comedian joker.
Who's done this multiple times. So he actually has the best one and the funniest one. He has SenatorRonJohnson.com, which is... I think it's a better website in general, but he also has one for Elise Stefanik, Marco Rubio, Lauren Boebert, Greg Abbott. And so this comedian is getting donations.
Oh, he's monetized this.
So he's getting enough money to keep buying these domains and actually building websites.
Cottage industry.
But then the Democratic Party also launched TimMichaels.com.
Oh, my God. Where does it end?
It's so, because let's see, Tim Michaels' actual website is what? What's the domain for that one? Tim Michaels, no, Michaels for Governor.
Okay.
But
okay.
Did not buy TimMichaels.com. That
the
one feels a little
four,
bit.
Or the word for?
The word for.
Okay.
Michaels for Governor. But they, TimMichaels.com. And so we are just clouded now with multiple fake websites.
It's not a fake website, Kristen. It's real. It's really there.
It is a real website.
It's really there.
It is not created by the party and the campaign that is trying to get these
people
elected.
They are parody websites. Here, you want to get inside the mind of a Democratic strategist?
Sure.
Who's had to live this nightmare in the past? Here's the reality. Almost no one sits down at their computer and types in a URL. Where does everybody go?
Google.
Of course. So it actually doesn't matter if what the URL is, it's where you come up in the Google results. So this is the value here is you get the political press to write a story or to tweet about it, and to it's like just nonsense, but it doesn't actually move the needle. I'm sorry, folks.
I know. I just
don't mean to rain on this comedian's parade. You know, I love comedians. Some of my favorite people are comedians.
Thank you. I just think it's because I do think in the era of fake news and plenty of information that gets spread as if it's real on across all these different websites. So you're right. As far as people going and searching for Mandela Barnes or Ron Johnson and the things that are going to pop up are the things with the strongest SEO, which is their own actual website that their campaign created.
It should be.
Should be. And then news articles and any time that it's popped up. But that doesn't mean that this won't get shared on Facebook. It doesn't mean it won't get shared on Twitter and people will be like, well, did you see their website? So I'm just saying, I'm a little surprised that people aren't a little bit more proactive on buying up all of the domain names.
Why? But when are you going to do that, right? There are federal laws about federal candidates and when they can spend money on their election, right? So it is like if you are, let's say you're Sarah Godlewski. Once she decided she was going to run for office, she has to declare that and then she can spend money. She can't, like, but the Republican Party of Wisconsin could go, ooh, we're hearing maybe Sarah Godlewski's going to run for something. So they can start snapping up domains. So it's just, I don't know. It feels very small at a time when the challenges we face are so large. Is that Sorkin-esque enough for you?
Yes. This was supposed to be a fun topic for the shorter segment. You're just poo-pooing all over it, Zabecki.
We are awash in misinformation, and I don't think anybody should like make a choice that goes, what's a little more? A little more in misinformation isn't going to hurt. There's already so much out there. What are we doing, people? Come on. Get off my lawn.
Fine. We're not promoting the fake websites, even though
the real websites,
some of them are funny, especially because the Ron's story. Hello, I'm a pathological liar.
they tell you right up front. This is not a first person narrative, huh?
All right. Well, speaking of Ron Johnson, speaking of Mandela Barnes, now that we know this head to head matchup, when we come back from this break, let's get into it. How ugly is this going to get? Because I have my bets that it's going to get real bad.
Hold on to your butts.
Woo! As goes Wisconsin, we'll be right back.